Hello, this is Samantha Shares. This episode covers NCUA's press release on U.S. banking agencies' issuance of a proposed rule on incentive-based compensation. The following is an audio version of that press release. This podcast is educational and is not legal advice. We are sponsored by Credit Union Exam Solutions Incorporated, whose team has over 240 years of national credit union administration experience. We assist our clients with NCUA so they save time and money. If you are worried about a recent, upcoming, or in-process NCUA examination, reach out to learn how they can assist at marktreichel.com. Also, check out our other podcast called With Flying Colors, where we provide tips on how to achieve success with NCUA. The rule is 200 pages long, as a link to the full text is in the show notes. And now the press release. Agencies issue proposal on incentive-based compensation. May 6, 2024, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, FDIC, the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, OCC, and the Federal Housing Finance Agency, FHFA, have adopted a Notice of Proposed Rulemaking, NPR, to address incentive-based compensation arrangements, as required under Section 956 of the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act, Section 956. The National Credit Union Administration, NCUA, is expected to take action on the NPR in the near future. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, has included a rulemaking to implement Section 956 on its rulemaking agenda. This NPR is intended to advance stakeholder engagement needed to develop a final incentive-based compensation rule. The NPR reproposes the regulatory text previously proposed in June 2016 and seeks public comment in the preamble on certain alternatives and questions. Section 956 requires the appropriate federal regulators, the FDIC, the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System, FRB, the OCC, the NCUA, the FHFA, and the SEC to jointly prescribe regulations or guidelines with respect to incentive-based compensation practices at certain financial institutions that have $1 billion or more in assets. Once the NPR is adopted by all six agencies, it will be published in the Federal Register with a comment period of 60 days following publication. Until then, each agency acting on the NPR will make it available on their respective website and will accept comments. The proposed rule includes prohibitions intended to make incentive-based compensation arrangements more sensitive to risk. These include a prohibition on incentive-based compensation arrangements that do not include risk adjustment of awards, deferral of payments, and forfeiture and clawback provisions. The prohibitions also emphasize the important role of sound governance and risk management control mechanisms. These prohibitions would help safeguard covered institutions from the types and features of incentive-based compensation arrangements that encourage inappropriate risks. The record-keeping and disclosure requirements in the proposed regulatory text would assist the appropriate federal regulator in monitoring and identifying areas of potential concern at covered institutions. Comments received on this NPR and those previously submitted on the 2016 NPR will further inform efforts to address incentive-based compensation arrangements as required under Section 956. This concludes the press release. The full rule is available in a link in the show notes. If your credit union could use assistance with your exam, reach out to Mark Treichel on LinkedIn or at marktreichel.com. This is Samantha Shares, and we thank you for listening.